on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 is a stab for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
We welcome you here to Virginia Credit Union Stadium on the road for the second of a six-game series between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for this one as we welcome you into beautiful Fredericksburg, Virginia. Temperatures are a bit cooler than what we saw last month, but as we enter game two, Gio, when you take a look at what happened yesterday, the Frednats debuting four of their seven new players, and most of them seem to dominate.
Yeah, it was really, really something special and something that we weren't used to, right? Four guys coming in, all of which were college studs. Elijah Nunez, Andrew Pinckney, Yoandy Morales. They all ended up having big games as well. And then someone that you won't see in the lineup tonight, but Blake Klassen has been special. Gavin Dugas out of LSU, a sixth-rounder that just won a national championship. And you know, their bats were hot, plain and simple. They came in. Andrew Pinckney started 2-for-2 on the night, a single and then a double. He ended up scoring twice, ended up being 2-for-4. You just look down the line here. Klassen ended up with a double later on in the game. Morales ripped in a huge RBI double. So, you know, they picked up right where they left off on teams that were red hot, playing postseason baseball, regionals, super regionals, national championship, college World Series appearance type players, and they really balled out last night for the Frednats.
Now, when you take a look at the Red Sox, only three hits last night, two coming from Luis Ravello, the other from Mikey Romero. Ravello, the bright spot, hit a double off the right field wall the opposite way, really showed that oppo power that he had in the closing moments of the game last night. We were down at batting practice earlier today. Did anyone stand out to you and potentially could turn the ball around and get some hits on that scoreboard for Salem?
Yeah, it was Mikey Romero for me. You know, he just had a smile on his face, and I asked him, you know, what's with the smile? Because sometimes that's not always there for these guys, and you can tell when they're frustrated. And he said, dude, I'm feeling it today. And he said he was feeling it yesterday, and he just knew he had a good game yesterday. He was telling me how a handful of them were triple digits off the bat. That last one in the eighth inning, he ended up lining out right to the shortstop. I mean, he put it right in his glove, 106 off the bat. What do you want from that, right? That should be through for a line drive, base hit, maybe even extra bases. Instead, he puts it right at the shortstop, hit a couple all the way out towards the wall. Again, multiple got off the bat with triple digits yesterday once he went back and looked at it. And he said he was seeing it yesterday. He felt completely confident yesterday. Only ended up going 1-for-4, but he knew that a handful of those had opportunities to be hits. And he said he's feeling really, really good coming into tonight.
Now, you talk about tonight and Fredericksburg. Riley Cornelio played out of his mind yesterday, throwing a six-inning one-hitter. Tonight it's Eric Tolman, a lefty, which Salem traditionally struggles against. However, Tolman has only pitched in 18 innings, is 0-2 with a 3.50 ERA. Do you think the pitcher for the Frednats could change the dynamics for the Red Sox hitters to jump on him some more.
You know, it's that whole lefty situation, right? A lot of these guys, like anybody in baseball, sometimes prefer hitting against a right-handed pitcher. But if hitting against a lefty is your strong suit, it's obviously your lucky night. You know, I found it interesting. Mikey started talking about how, you know, it really doesn't matter to him. Feels confident against a lefty and a righty. Obviously, in this league, you see righties more. But Mikey Romero felt good no matter who was on the hill. You're looking at a guy that's going to throw about 50% fastball, going to go about 45% off speed. He has an 11.5 break, which is really interesting. More of a slurve, right? Not quite a 12.6 curveball, not a slider. Really an 11.5 break. He's going to throw it about 45% of the time. And just a little bit, about 7% of the time, he ends up going with that changeup as well. So something you got to look out for in a two-strike count. But, you know, if the Red Sox can get ahead of that slurve and just stay strong with the fastball, could be a good night for the bats to come alive.
Now, on you talk about Eric Tolman, the starter for Fredericksburg. Tolman has become a key piece of the rotation after a brief stint down at the FCL in West Palm Beach. He was effective in three starts, working eight innings in the FCL. Most recently against the FCL Mets, he tossed three scoreless with a pair of strikeouts and no walks. Now, he's had four appearances in single A in the Carolina League, at Delmarva versus Lynchburg, at Augusta, and versus Myrtle Beach. His last appearance on the 27th of July took the loss in four innings, allowed two hits, a run, walking one with three strikeouts. So was relatively solid against Myrtle Beach, just let up that one run and ended up getting tagged with the losing decision. Most notably, his outing on the 15th against Lynchburg, he took the loss in three innings. He allowed seven hits and four runs. Well, we'll take a short break when we come back. Starting lineups and injury report on SalemRedSox.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's Starting Nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
We welcome you back here to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Cutter Coffey out of the lineup again tonight, as well as Brooks Brennan. Both are listed as day-to-day. We'll take you into the starters first for the Red Sox on rehab assignment. Leading off in left field, number 34, Gilberto Jimenez. Batting second at the DH spot, getting defensive rest, Mikey Romero. Three-hole, Justinson Garcia, center field. Cleanup, Alexis Hernandez in right. Five-hole, the shortstop, Luis Ravello. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ender Solira. In the seventh spot, the third baseman, Lionel James. Batting eighth, the second baseman, John Frank Salazar. And batting ninth, the first baseman, Albert Feliz. It's a Jose day. Jose Ramirez takes the hill for the Red Sox. For the Nationals, Elijah Nunez, in his second start after debuting yesterday, is in center leading off. Andrew Pinckney from Alabama in right, batting second. The Miami product, Yandy Morales, bats third at third base. Leandro Emiliani is at first base, batting fourth. Paul Witt, the DH, batting fifth. Max Romero Jr. at catcher, batting sixth. Batting seventh, Royce Marquintana in left, making his single-A debut. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Marcus Brown. And batting ninth, the second baseman, John McHenry. on the hill is Eric Tolman for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We'll take a short break for the national anthem. When we come back, first pitch here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Don't go anywhere. It's the Salem Red Sox against the Fredericksburg Nationals here on SalemRedSox.com.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Masterful rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner by Fredericksburg local Christopher Sanders as we welcome you back here to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It's the Salem Red Sox taking on the Fredericksburg Nationals. I'm Tyler Katz, joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for this one. So blessed to be joined with you today. Well, let's get you caught up on who the man on the hill for the Nationals is. That's Eric Tolman, the left-handed arm. Is 0-2 on the season, a 3.50 ERA in 18 innings pitched. A native to Irvine, California, spent three seasons at Arizona State, enrolling in 2019, was drafted in the 14th round in 2021, was primarily a reliever with the Sun Devils, was transitioned to be a starter once he started his professional career.
And we saw a former Sun Devil on the hill for the Hillcats of Lynchburg over in a obviously completely different organization, though, a couple of days ago. And now we got another Arizona State Sun Devil, a really good, you know, growing program out of the Pac-12.
The ever-changing Pac-12, it seems.
Yeah,
but that's
might not be the Pac-12 for much longer.
No, but that's a topic for another time. For now, Eric Tolman, very sharp in his last outing against Myrtle Beach. Allowed just one earned run on a pair of base hits, striking out four across four innings against the Pelicans. But the Pelicans shut out Fredericksburg to give Tolman his second losing effort of his single-A career. Batting order one more time for the Red Sox. Gilberto Jimenez leads things off, followed by Romero, Garcia, Hernandez, Ravelo, Lira, James, Salazar, and Feliz. Gilberto Jimenez steps in, gray pants, red jerseys for Salem with navy blue numbers on the back, Red Sox written across the front. First pitch to Jimenez, bounced straight back to Tolman. He looks over and throws for a 1-3 ground out to start our game tonight at 7:06 p.m.
Well, Tyler, and it's a Mississippi State football game here in Fredericksburg. You got the cowbells out always. A great crowd on hand here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Nothing short of that tonight.
As you mentioned, such a great crowd for this game. Mikey Romero steps into the batter's box. He had a hit yesterday. Pitch from Tolman is straight down the middle for a called strike. We'll take another pitch. That one just a touch downstairs. 77-mile-per-hour breaking ball for Tolman. He throws a four-seam fastball, curve, and a change to the typical trio. The 1-1 is a called strike. So Tolman now has Romero on the ropes. He fires the 1-2 just a touch outside. And it's a 2-2 count. Red Sox and Frednats in game two of this six-game series after a 5-1 Frednats decision last night. The 2-2 downstairs for Romero, and the count will move to 3-2. Full count for the Red Sox DH. Bark at the park night today at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Payoff pitch just above the letters, and Romero will draw a one-out walk.
Well, that's just, again, another example of Mikey Romero's plate discipline. I was chatting with him about that before the ball game, and it's just his approach. He just feels like, you know, he's not going to really try and hack it much outside of the zone. He really only wants strikes, and when they are strikes, he knows how to foul them off. Really wise beyond his years when it comes to plate discipline and his ability to work the count.
First pitch to Justinson Garcia. Takes it first pitch, ball one at 75. Frednats wearing white pants, navy blue jerseys with white numbers on the back. 1-0 to Garcia, check swing, a called strike high. The logo of George Washington swinging the axe is over the heart. Navy blue caps with a white F in script with a red brim. 1-1 pickoff over to first, but Romero is back in safely. Barely had to give us time to introduce Gilberto Jimenez on a rehab assignment from High A Greenville. Really impressed at the FCL. 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Garcia, 1-2. He went 0-for yesterday without putting a ball in play. 3 strikeouts and a walk. Another pickoff over to Romero, but he's in safely in standing. And there are already the 2 disengagements. So if he picks off Romero again, he would need to get him out. Tolman looks over. Romero dances. Kicks and fires on the 1-2 high, and the count goes even. It's Bark at the Park night, and on the scoreboard, or the video board, I should say, they have the Snapchat dog filter affixed to the headshots of all the Salem Red Sox. 2-2 is foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, Romero. It's a strikeout for Tolman, his first of the night. Brings up the cleanup batter, Alexis Hernandez. He's the right fielder tonight.
Yeah, Garcia just waving underneath. Couldn't quite get a hold of a pitch that was out of the zone as well.
First pitch to Hernandez is fouled off for strike one. He was saying today during batting practice that he feels really good about his swing and he's ready to rip a few balls into the outfield or over the wall. Does have 3 homers on the season, 16 RBIs, batting 243. Pick off to Romero. He's in safely. As a reminder, this is a new at-bat, so those disengagements reset. Pitch clock will tick down again as Tolman looks into Hernandez. Another look over to Romero and fires the 0-1. Grounder stopped by Emiliani, who steps on the first base bag himself for the third out of the inning. A great play by Emiliani, the first baseman for the Frednats. That'll take us to the middle of the first. It's Salem 0, Fredericksburg coming to bat on SalemRedSox.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Virginia Credit Union Stadium, home of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Game two of this six-game series here on Wednesday night. Fredericksburg coming to bat for the first time, but we'll get you caught up on who's on the hill for Salem. Jose Ramirez, right-handed arm, 2-6 on the year. 3.82 ERA in 68 and a third innings pitched. He has struck out 63 batters. It's a Jose day in Fredericksburg, but Gio, Jose has struggled recently in his last couple of starts. He did seem like an ace, had it locked down, and it almost seems like the scouting report is there for Ramirez because teams have been jumping over him recently.
Yeah, he hasn't had his best off as of late for the Red Sox. As a matter of fact, the last couple of outings especially were historically bad for him in this season that he's been so strong in at the very beginning, and see what he's got today.
We'll take the first pitch low for ball one is Elijah Nunez. He's out of TCU, was the nine-hole batter yesterday in that second leadoff spot. He earned the leadoff spot today, according to Fredericksburg manager Jake Lowry. The 1-0 pitch will miss outside for ball two. Elijah Nunez down in the count, or ahead in the count, I should say, 2-0 against Jose Ramirez. He walked three batters in four innings his last outing against Lynchburg.
Yeah, gave up five runs, all of them earned.
2-0, crack up the middle, and Nunez will find the outfield grass. That is his first single-A base hit after going hitless yesterday.
Good way to start if you're Elijah Nunez here, playing out in center tonight. And, you know, they ended up batting him cleanup today after the TCU product batted kind of second cleanup, right? In the nine hole yesterday, gets the one bump up. But it's a completely different approach in a lot of ways.
It does bring up Andrew Pinckney. He's out of the University of Alabama, batting 500 after his performance yesterday in his single-A debut. Ramirez looks in, sets, and fires on a pitch too far downstairs for ball one. Salem wearing the red jerseys back-to-back after Fredericksburg wore blue, light blue yesterday, navy blue today. The 1-0 delivery is downstairs, and the count goes to 2-0 in favor of Pinckney. Ramirez is not known to be a guy who walks a lot of batters. The most in his last 10 appearances was four at this ballpark on July 1st. Pickoff back to first, but back in safely is Nunez. Yandy Morales, the Miami product and the second-round pick for the Nationals, stands on deck. Ramirez sets, fires, chopping ground ball up to second. It's gloved by Salazar. He flips back to second, but there's no play there. I'd be interested to see if they give that a base hit or a fielder's choice, because the flip from Salazar did go to second, but he had no play on it. So I'm just curious to see if they will give that a base hit. And it did seem like it was a very close play at second base. Ravello might have actually got him. There is no review here, only an argument, which Liam Carroll does not do. Two on, nobody out, and they do give the Frednats the base hit. Morales, out of the University of Miami, will take the first pitch for a called strike. Morales had a lot of time with the Hurricanes. Of the group that just joined the Frednats, one of the only to not make a super regional. was expected to. It's the 0-1. Will miss downstairs. But the Miami Hurricanes, led by the veteran Morales, lost to the Texas Longhorns in the Coral Gables Regional. Had to play Stanford in the Super, and Stanford ended up making the College World Series. 1-1 to Morales inside, and that's a called strike. And Gio, for the second night in a row, Fredericksburg threatening early in this game.
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation here where Fredericksburg's got runners on first and second. You have a really dangerous batter at the dish right now in Yo-Yo Morales. That's what they called him back at Miami at the U. Emiliani made an incredible play at first. If he can continue that, you know, sometimes a big defensive play just gets you feeling good, gets you a little bit looser to start a ball game. This is a dangerous part of the order for the Fred Nats.
The pitch to Morales down low in the dirt, but it's blocked by Lira. A great block to stop the runners from advancing. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, two on, bottom one, scoreless. You know, it's Bark at the Park night here in Fredericksburg, and they just played a doorbell sound to try to get all the dogs to bark at the same time. 2-2 could be a big strikeout here if Ramirez can get it. He fires, but it's a fly ball into right field, dropping for a hit. Hernandez will throw the ball in, but the Prednats play station to station. It's back-to-back-to-back base hits to lead off the ball game, and it's bases loaded for Leandro Emiliani. So Emiliani coming up in one of the biggest spots of the game so far out of San Antero, Colombia, was transferred from Wilmington earlier this month, was sent down from the Blue Rocks. Here's the first pitch to Emiliani, nearly comes in and hits him. The Frednats have the bases loaded, nobody out here in the first inning. Statistically, teams with the bases loaded and nobody out will score 86% of the time.
Where'd you find that one?
I believe it was Fangraphs. Foul ball will make it a 1-1 count. Fangraphs.com for any interested.
You know, if I'm Leandro Emiliani right now, this is an opportunity that you have to put a ball into play right here. This is one of those moments you're trying to move back up, right? Bases, juice, nobody out. Huge opportunity.
The 1-1 is a called strike. Emiliani this season with the bases loaded has had two plate appearances. Both have been sacrifice flies. So no official at bat yet. 2-1 to Emiliani. Crack towards right field. Hernandez will glove it. Here comes the throw home to Lira. The tag is offline and safe. At home is Elijah Nunez, and the Frednats take an early 1-0 lead. There's the third sack fly of the season for Leandro Emiliani.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. That's a heck of a throw in right field by Alexis Hernandez. I mean, it was almost a little bit too high. And Durso Lira catches it right around face level. Yeah, right about at his eyes, and just behind him, sliding in safely, was Elijah Nunez, so didn't have an opportunity to apply the tag. That's still an unbelievable throw and right. That's all you can ask for out of Alexis Hernandez, really, because he waited a second, too, to be able to charge in, catch that ball on the run, and, you know, plant right into a throw home.
Now, Paul Witt, the batter, he's been a Red Sox killer. First pitch to Witt is a called strike. He's the DH tonight. This season against Salem, 6-for-26, but 3 doubles and a home run. So 4 of his 6 hits against the Red Sox have been for extra bases. The 0-1 flared over towards left field. It's into the glove of Jimenez. Not testing the arm is Pinckney, and probably knowing he's on the rehab assignment from Greenville and knowing this guy's got a cannon, we're not going to test it.
Yeah, back-to-back nights here, though, where the Fredericksburg Nationals are striking quick and in a hurry, getting up all over the Red Sox.
It brings up Max Romero Jr.
Another Miami guy.
So you have Morales at second base, former teammate of Romero, who is also a former Hurricane. First pitch, downstairs for ball one. This ballpark just a little fancier than the Light, which is Marklight Field, home of the Hurricanes and Coral Gables. Runners at second and third for the Fred Nats with two gone in the first. The 1-0 delivery to Romero, big swing and a miss, chopped at the 92-mile-per-hour fastball. One ball, one strike. Ramirez kicks the leg, fires outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike to Romero. Could be a big play here to limit the damage to just a run. That's manageable. But Romero trying to add on to that lead. 2-1 will miss low. Hitters count ball three. Worth mentioning, should he walk, it brings up Royce Marquintana, who had a bases-clearing triple in the first inning yesterday. The pitch to Romero, downstairs, ball four, and it brings up Quintana. And Gio, we were talking a bit earlier today about how Quintana has just been all over the Red Sox all season.
Yeah, he has been unbelievable. Last night, two RBI triple in the first inning that really blew the game open from the get-go. If he has another one of those in him, it'll be a long night for the Salem Sox as we already get a mound visit taking place.
Jason Blanton will come out to talk. Royce Marquintana, we just talked about how Paul Witt was doing great against the Red Sox. How about Quintana batting .367, 11 for 30 this season against Salem, has the second most at-bats against Salem this season, just behind teammate Armando Cruz. He's hit a double, a triple, and a home run for six RBIs against Salem this year. So Quintana knows how to hit the Red Sox well. Caleb Bolden is up and moving in the Red Sox bullpen, which has some interesting implications because his former collegiate teammate Elijah Nunez is in the lineup.
Yeah, Caleb Bolden went in the earlier portion of last week for the Red Sox. He is never, I don't know if he's ever come into a ball game this early, though.
No.
He's more of a late middle innings type of guy, sometimes even used to close out ball games.
So Quintana now has an opportunity with the bases juiced. First pitch is a called strike.
This is, you know, even if they put him in next inning or the inning after, this is not the time of the game Caleb Bolden typically would enter.
No, not at all.
I mean, you're used to seeing him towards the end.
With the bases loaded, Quintana has some experience. Ball down low, one ball and one strike. He's had 10 at-bats. The good news for Salem, only has gotten a hit in one of them. It was a grand slam.
Yeah, I remember that.
One ball, one strike. The pitch to Quintana downstairs. So the good news is 90% of the time Quintana gets out and ends the inning. Would end the inning here. The problem is you now statistically have a 10% chance of going down 5-0. Two home runs for Quintana, one of which a grand slam. Ball outside for ball three. Now you have to talk about potentially walking in a run. Romero at first, Morales at second, Pinckney at third. One walk so far for Jose Ramirez, and it's a hitter's count 3-1.
Ramirez, you can't afford that right now.
Needs his best pitch. The 3-1 is grounded over to short. Picked up by Ravello, but it's dropped. A reach on an error allows another to score for the Fred Nats. And you know what's funny? I was talking to Luis earlier today, talking about if the field made things more difficult, and he said he was comfortable there, and maybe a little too comfortable as he misplaced that ball at short.
You know, he said he was comfortable, but a lot of the other guys said that they weren't, right? This turf just alters things. Mikey Romero, in fact, said that he misplayed a ball yesterday, and I was fine. He bobbled it, and he still got it to first in about the seventh inning. And I remembered exactly what play he was talking about where, you know, the ball came at him slower than he thought it was going to, so he kind of overplayed it.
First pitch to Marcus Brown, making his debut, takes a first pitch ball downstairs. Brown, another draft pick, taken in the fifth round out of Oklahoma State. So the former Cowboy will take a pitch low, slightly gets away from Lira, but no movement on the loaded bases. It's Quintana at first, Romero at second, Morales at third. 2-0 Frednats here in the bottom of the first, and another multi-run inning for Fredericksburg in the first. Red Sox starters so far, the small sample size with this series has not been working out. The 1-1, too far inside for ball two. And if you're manager Liam Carroll, that's not something you want to think about, is burning your bullpen this early into a series.
Not at all. This would not be ideal for the Sox, but it wouldn't be the first time that Ramirez hasn't had his best stuff lately.
2-1, right back up the middle, past the diving glove of Ravello. In to score is Morales. Right behind him will be Romero. The throw is offline, and it's 4-0 Frednats on a 2-RBI single for Marcus Brown. And what a way to start your minor league career.
It's just simple hitting. I mean, this is a pitch that is low in the zone, and reading it the whole way is Marcus Brown. Not incredibly well struck, just 90 miles an hour off the bat, but it does the job, gets past the diving Luis Ravello right back up the middle, and all of a sudden the Frednats are just barreling up Salem just like they did at the beginning of the game last night.
Salem fell in a 4-0 hole early, and Jose Ramirez will not make it out of the first inning. It's a call to the bullpen for Salem, and we'll see if that is Caleb Bolden.
It is.
Yeah. So Caleb Bolden will come into the ball game in the first inning in more of a starter role now. He'll have 2 minutes to warm up, so we'll step aside, let him do so. It's 4-0 Frednats, bottom one on SalemRedSox.com.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, Caleb Bolden comes into the ballgame much earlier than anticipated after Jose Ramirez allows 4 runs. Not all of them earned after that Luis Ravello error to Royce Marquintana that could have ended the inning. A ball upstairs. Instead, that play scored a run. Then the Marcus Brown 2-RBI single scored 2 more. So right now it could be 1-0 Frednats, but a single error put 3 more on the board. Johnny McHenry takes a 1-0 count and turns it into a 1-1 count, taking a called strike from Caleb Bolden. Caleb Bolden, 1-2, 4 saves on the year with a 380 ERA. Pitched 3 2/3 in the series against Lynchburg. 1-1, hit over towards second base. Salazar picks it up, flips it onto first, and that finally stops the bleeding. Well, not a whole lot positive you can say for the Red Sox about that first inning. 4 runs, only one of them earned off a total of 4 hits, 1 error, 2 runners left on base. A lot of work for Salem when we come back on SalemRedSox.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
For the second night in a row, Fredericksburg jumping out to an early lead. 4-0 after one inning. Salem can only hope to get their bats warmed up against Eric Tolman, who pitched through four batters without allowing a hit, just walking Mikey Romero. It's Ravello, Lira, and James due up this inning for the Red Sox. Now, Luis Ravello, one of the lone bright spots yesterday for Salem. Gio, what did you see from him yesterday? What are you looking forward to today?
Well, Luis Ravello was just putting the bat to the ball, plain and simple. Ended up with a hit in the sixth, ended up with a double in the ninth off the wall. Looked like it had a chance to get out over the right field wall. So, you know, if Ravello can maybe even possibly continue to hit him the other way, that seemed to be something that he was doing well yesterday in his 2-for-4 appearance. So, really need him to get going.
First pitch to Ravello is a ball downstairs. 1-0 count against Tolman, who, by the way, has gone a couple of number changes. He's listed in the Fredericksburg game notes as number 34. It's a ball bouncing for ball two. He's listed on MILB.com as number 17 and is wearing number 7. The 2-0 Ravello check swing is fouled off. Now, when you look at Fredericksburg's actual roster, number 7 is listed as Tolman, just a couple of different sources of what his number is. The 2-1, Ravello pops it up, shallow center field. McHenry is underneath it to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Quick fun fact about Johnny McHenry, the second baseman for the Fredericksburg Nationals, played for the Spearfish Sasquatch of what was the Expedition League, now the Independent Baseball League, and was the first player ever for the Spearfish Sasquatch to be offered a minor league contract, so one of the few to make it out. First pitch to Anderso Lira, ripped up the middle to McHenry, who flips it onto Emiliani for the second out of the inning. And the former Spearfish Sasquatch has gotten a put out and an assist here in the second.
I mean, the Red Sox, it's almost like watching football and the offense goes out and goes 3-and-out. It doesn't even give the defense a chance to rest.
Yeah, that's almost exactly what it is. Lionel James will take the first pitch for a called strike. And in the first innings, just comparing first inning yesterday and first inning today, the 0-1 called strike upstairs, Fredericksburg looks like the better team.
Yes.
Now, later innings, Salem did come back a little bit, got some base runners, bases loaded, but the first inning has been dominated by Fredericksburg both days. Foul ball will keep it 0-2.
Capital D. I mean,
whole thing is in capital letters.
Four runs today. Three in the first yesterday, four hits in each.
The 0-2, James takes it high and stays alive in the at-bat, 1-2. Two outs, top two, it's 4-0 Fredericksburg. Bases are empty for Salem.
I mean, when you load the bases, just go base hit, base hit, base hit at the top of the order, that's crazy.
1-2, fouled off, keeps the at-bat alive.
That's demoralizing as a defense to look and before you even took a deep breath in this ballgame and got situated, the bases are juiced and nobody's out.
So it's a 1-2 for James. Salazar stands on deck, should he reach. Now that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, batting 077 as Salazar. The pitch to James, he swings and misses, strike three. Second strikeout for Tolman as he gets through two innings without allowing a base hit. The runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Fredericksburg to add some more if they wish when we come back in the bottom of the second.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Fredericksburg, and Salem needing to dig out of a big hole here, but Fredericksburg coming back up to bat. With the top of the batting order set to take on Caleb Bolden, and here comes one of the most interesting parts of tonight. Caleb Bolden, who played his final collegiate season at TCU, is about to face his former collegiate teammate in Elijah Nunez. So two collegiate teammates. So former teammates now on the opposite side. We'll see who gets the better of who. Caleb Bolden, first pitch to Nunez, is fouled off into the netting. Again, a really cool opportunity to see two Texas Christian University, TCU Horned Frogs, facing each other. Caleb Bolden against Elijah Nunez. The 0-1 downstairs for ball one. One ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. The delivery to Nunez is just a hair outside. Bolden throwing 93, trying to get it by Nunez, the TCU product. Nunez will crack it over to third, picked up by James. Throw across the diamond is in time, and Caleb Bolden will win the first round of that battle. First professional appearance between the two former collegiate teammates belongs to the Salem side. Caleb Bolden induces the ground out. Andrew Pinckney out of Alabama. He looked really good yesterday and looked really good today. He's one for one. Bolden will ground it over to short, picked up by Ravello. Ravello the throw to first. And Feliz will find the glove. Back-to-back groundouts as Caleb Bolden has worked through three batters quickly.
Tyler, something interesting here on Caleb Bolden that, you know, you want him to do as good as he possibly can here. You look forward to that, and, you know, I want to see him be in the ballgame as long as he possibly can be. But he has never gone deeper than 3 1/3 this whole year, and it was all the way back on May 6th.
First pitch to Morales, a called strike. 400 on the season. He had a single back in the first. The Miami product will face the TCU product. So we'll see how far Bolden goes. The 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike two.
Because he's dealing right now. But if I had to give him an average, looking down every single game on his innings pitched, about two complete innings is usually what you get out of Caleb Bolden. Like I said, his most was 3 1/3. That was the only time he went into a third inning, a matter of fact. The one and only time he went to a third.
At TCU, the longest he went was four against Oklahoma. The 0-2 called strike three. He sat down four in order, and a strikeout looking to Yandy Morales will end the top bottom of the second. We're through two innings here in Fredericksburg. 4-0 Frednats. Salem coming up with the 8-9-1 portion of the batting order when we come back on SalemRedSox.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the third, we'll see Salem come up to bat. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater. So thankful to be on the road. Oh, hold on a second. Gio, we were talking between innings. We did not even see this. I believe that is Eric Tolman, who was walking off the hill. According to eyewitness accounts, his leg bent the opposite way when he was walking off the mound. This is a potential, we don't want to speculate here, but it's looking like it's a potential ligament injury to the right knee.
Oh boy, I did not even see this.
I did not either.
We're here adjusting our scorebooks, flipping through our pamphlets, getting ready to go. When do you ever see a pitcher get injured walking off the hill?
And I'm trying to confirm if that is in fact Tolman. It's difficult to see the numbers.
I believe it is with the hair.
There is a Bobcat golf cart out there, if you want to call it that, a side-by-side, if you will. And athletic trainers are running back and forth between the dugout and where Tolman is situated in between the mound and the third base line.
And a new pitcher will likely take the hill here. I don't even know if they had an opportunity to warm anybody up.
There is somebody in the bullpen currently sprinting to get ready for Fredericksburg, and this is an ugly scene.
Yeah, you know, I'd say we should send it to a break. I hate talking through an injury. I feel like it's disrespectful, but we go to a break. I think we might be sitting here for a while.
Well, let's take a small timeout. Let's gather our thoughts. We'll be back with you in 60 seconds here on SalemRedSox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
E.T.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back. A scary scene here in Fredericksburg. Athletic trainers galore are running around the field, treating Eric Tolman, the starting pitcher for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Jake Lowry, the manager of the Nationals, is closer to us as now the main athletic trainer has come from the press box down to field level to come out and talk to Tolman. A new pitcher has taken the hill, but that takes a back seat right now to what's happening on the field with Eric Tolman, who has not gotten up, has not moved his right leg since he took a fall. Again, if you're just tuning in, it's 4-0 Fredericksburg, end of the second inning. But again, that takes a back seat to the health and safety of Eric Tolman, the starting pitcher right now. And obviously a difficult topic for us to talk about, and the hardest part of our job here is to talk about an injury like this.
Yeah, a guy that was pitching really well too, having a great year, having a great game specifically. It only walked one batter, it struck out two, sat him down 1-2-3 in the second. Arizona State kid, you just never like to see a young man get hurt. Your heart goes out to him. And you know, a guy that out of Lake Forest, California, I'm sure his family tuned in watching, you know, from across the country. So you just want to see him get up and get better and back home ASAP. So, you know, again, I'm at almost a loss for words. I apologize, but, you know, I really don't have much to say, TK.
Well, let's take a quick second, and we'll get back to baseball at some point.
Yeah.
But just talking about, I want to talk right now about Eric Tolman and what a talent he's been. This was his fifth start, no hits through three innings, or rather two innings, just got his second strikeout of the game. And of course, you know, we don't talk about statistics in times like these, but you know, a successful young man just got the call up about a month ago, and takes a scary tumble here. And but Tolman, you mentioned such a great pitcher at Arizona State. He was dealing in this game, was dealing in the rest of his appearances in Fredericksburg. In his time here, he earned his way from the Florida Complex League at West Palm Beach. And, you know, I said it before, and it sounds a bit cliche, and I don't mean to be, but this is quite literally the hardest part of our job, is having to talk about moments like these.
Yeah, because it's bigger than baseball, right?
Right.
I mean, this is bigger than the Carolina League North standings. All that goes out the window. You know, this guy's, at the end of the day, we're watching. This is like, you know, if one of us woke up one day and couldn't talk, right? You know, this is guy our age, and he's just, I didn't even see it, Tyler, but coming off the mound, getting ready to go back out for a routine third inning of work in a game that he's pitching great in, juiced, packed ballpark, and just ends up tweaking something. And he is still down there.
Tolman has not gotten up. There is a litany of Fredericksburg staff surrounding. The left field wall has opened. Three separate pieces of grounds crew machinery have come out of a door down the left field line. The last thing we want to see, and we hope this does not happen, but the last thing we want to see is an ambulance enter this field.
Yeah, and again, I just, you know, we can't even speculate on what could be going on. You would like to say it's a lower body injury, and I believe that is what is taking place. It you know, he's moving his head, everything like that. You know, he is verbal. He is moving, I guess, is the most important thing, but still laying on his back, surrounded by Nationals support staff. And, you know, you're seeing some smiles, couple of laughs, so that makes you feel just a little bit better here.
Now, they do have a Bobcat-type field truck out there. Now, if they do want to carry him off, you don't want to risk moving that leg. If it is the leg, you would likely want to stretcher him off in an ideal scenario, and that cart is not big enough to support a stretcher.
Right.
So I wonder if that's what we're waiting for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there appears to be waiting for something. I mean, they are still examining his leg, but I feel like the examination process has likely come to a close at this point.
And sirens have just entered the realm of the ballpark. And I wonder, you know, like I said, you'd hate for an ambulance to come here, but it's looking like that's the situation as the sirens start to grow louder.
I just want to reiterate, though, and I think it's important to do this. You know, it doesn't seem like there's any form of threat to life here or anything like that. He's moving. He's verbally talking. So, you know, when you hear ambulance, it sounds scary. And, you know, I think that's important to emphasize as well.
Right. He is talking. There was a couple of laughs shared between the staff and Tolman himself. But
down over the hill.
Over the hill, over the right field wall currently. But like I said, it just seems like they want to be able to care about his safety, not damage anything else, and just properly stretcher him off.
Makes complete sense. Absolutely. Take a quick break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break here. 60 seconds, and we'll come back here on SalemRedSox.com. Scary moment in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, we welcome you back here to Fredericksburg. Eric Tolman still in a great deal of pain. The starting pitcher for the Fredericksburg Nationals, he seems somewhat comfortable. It seems like they have stabilized what looks to be his leg, and now coming in from a hole in the left field wall does come members of the Fredericksburg emergency support staff. And, you know, Gio, you were talking about it before we went to break, that an ambulance sounds scary. It doesn't sound like he necessarily needs emergency support here, but just wants to be treated and handled in the right way by professionals instead of being carried off the field where you risk moving a part of the body that could be injured in a wrong way that could further damage it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing, again, like we said, this does not appear to be life-threatening. We never want to speculate, but he is conscious, speaking, talking. Again, I didn't see it, but I've been told that what happened was is maybe this is some sort of superstition. He jumped over the left field line, the foul line, on his way back up to the mound, and his leg bent in a way that it is not naturally supposed to bend. That is what I've been told, as if to superstitiously not want to step on the line, kind of jumped over it. And, boy, it's like when a football player gets hurt celebrating. You never want to see something like that. And if that is what took place, that's a tough way for it to happen. But regardless, your heart goes out to Eric Tolman and his family. And, you know, just hoping the best for him and this former Sun Devil, a stud at Arizona State. So much potential, was dealing a great game here tonight. I mean, we'll remind you, he had two strikeouts. Had sat him down 1-2-3 in the second, only allowed one walk, and sat him down in four batters in the first. I mean, he was dealing. He was dealing.
Two strikeouts, no hits allowed. And now the Fredericksburg Fire Department and emergency support staff are out on the field with a stretcher to help him off. And, you know, again, these words do sound scary. They do. But, you know, we keep reiterating it. There is no threat to life. Tolman is conscious. He's awake. He was joking around. And, again, this is just a scenario in which the Fredericksburg Nationals, the Nationals organization, and the city of Fredericksburg just want to make sure that there is no haste in getting him off the field and potentially further injuring what sounds to be his right leg. Because let's just say in a hypothetical situation, the coaching staff, athletic trainers pick him up. That's human. That's human error where somebody could lift a little too high and it could further damage whatever part of his body did get injured during that fall and that tumble. but
this is the best way to do it.
This is the best way to do it. And so what I was trying to say, like, you can just further injure it by treating it with too much haste.
Yeah.
So I think the Nationals are doing a great job here by not rushing into trying to get him off the field, but instead treating it the way it's supposed to be treated, calling in the professionals and taking a proper stretcher to make sure that that leg doesn't move and doesn't further injure anything, and taking him off the field in the correct and proper way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, the tough part of this is, too, both teams got to go back out there and play baseball. And I think that's, a, you know, fair to say it's a little bit easier than having to go out there and play football again or a massive contact sport. But regardless, you know, especially for the Fred Nats, their hearts are, you know, with their brother that went down. And, you know, it's a tight-knit clubhouse. Same with the Red Sox, and same on the other side with the Fred Nats. So, you know, they're going to be thinking about their guy all the way throughout the night. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to focus on baseball in moments like that. And, you know, for the Red Sox, you got to focus back up, get ready to play once again, and essentially, you know, have your heart with them, but let it go and get ready to play ball again. Which is not easy when you've been sitting here for a half hour and something scary like this takes place.
Right, right. Now, talking a bit about the game, which I hate to do in a moment like this, but you talk about potentially now Fredericksburg playing for Eric Tolman, who got taken off in an ambulance, which is going to happen in a few moments when they are able to put him on the stretcher, as the emergency staff is doing now. But you're talking about, you know, guys who have been rested for a decent while, and we'll see how that impacts the game. But again, as of right now, we're just taking a back seat of the game until this ambulance and the emergency staff can get Tolman into this ambulance and give him the help that he needs.
Yeah, and, you know, you asked the question, too, and it looks like they got him up on the ambulance, the stretcher, excuse me, which is certainly what you want to see.
It does look like they have a air cast around that left leg. And again, just, we keep saying it, the last thing you want to see, because it's the truth.
Yeah.
It is the last thing you ever want to see at a baseball game. It's not what you pay the price of admission to see it, and it happens. It happens in sport more often than it should. And, of course, this was a freak accident on a superstition jumping over the line, but it's just unfortunate to see such a young talent go down in something like that.
He'll be back. He'll be back and better than ever. You'd almost throw the pitcher, rather it be the leg and not the arm, right?
Yeah, that arm will just get a decent bit of rest, and you see leg injuries to a pitcher, but, you know, it's just something that happens, and it was during a superstitious time, or a superstition. It's a thing in baseball to not step on the line, as it's bad luck, and unfortunately, Tolman got a unexpected consequence of that. And not saying that it's a necessarily a consequence, but it's something every player does, something every pitcher does that you watch in the majors. Just a freak accident that happened today here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium.
Yeah, no doubt. And it looks like we're going to get ready to go back to baseball. I'll say it one more time. Incredible job, first and foremost, by the Fredericksburg Fire Department that actually brought out this ambulance, and, you know, the EMS crew here and the entire athletic training staff of the Fredericksburg Nationals and in the Washington Nationals organization. Kudos to them. Kudos to everybody here at the ballpark for, you know, being on standby and you know, being able to handle this the best way humanly possible. So kudos to everyone involved, and looks like we're going to get back to baseball and take a quick break before we do.
Yeah, again, I want to reiterate one more time, like, and just reflect what you said, Gio. A great job by the Fredericksburg Emergency Support Staff, Fire Department, the EMTs coming out to the ballpark, and the Fredericksburg Nationals organization all doing a great job through this unexpected result. We'll take a short break and come back here on MILB.com and SalemRedSox.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Miguel Gomez will take over on the mound for Eric Tolman as we enter the third inning. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heeter. And it's hard not to talk about what just happened on the field. Eric Tolman taken out of the game after hopping over the line ready to pitch the third inning and injuring what seemed to be his right leg. Instead, it will be Miguel Gomez set to take on Gianfranco Salazar. And we're back to baseball. First pitch, Salazar shows bunt. He goes around and missing the bunt for strike one. And even for me, I don't know about you, Gio, it's a little hard to focus back on baseball after all of that. It's a ball missed low 1-1. And I can only imagine what's going on in both dugouts right now after that.
Yeah, I mean, phones are blowing up here. We got everybody back in Salem asking us.
A swing and a fly ball hit towards right field. Pinckney will come underneath it and make the catch for the first out of the inning. Albert Feliz, Big Al, steps up to the plate, first baseman for the Red Sox.
Poor Gianfranco. I mean, I watched him half the time, and he's over there taking practice hacks as all this is going on because you have to stay ready. I mean, that's part of his job to fulfill, right? And he had to take practice hacks for 20 minutes.
Will swing and miss for strike one to Albert Feliz. Feliz, a 235 batter, did not play yesterday, so getting his first taste for the Fred Nats in this series. 0-1, bouncing in the dirt for ball one. One ball, one strike. Feliz, in the last series against Lynchburg, had a home run on his line as he takes the 1-1 low for ball two. Feliz 6 for 20 with 3 doubles, a home run, and 4 RBIs in the last series against the Hillcats, including earning Player of the Night honors. 2-1 will miss downstairs for ball 3, and it's a 3-1 count to Feliz with 1 away. Three balls and a strike with one away. Bases empty, top of the third. 4-0 Fred Nats. Pitch from Gomez is swung on and missed on the hitter's count, and the count will go full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Feliz, the native to Santo Domingo. The 3-2 is launched towards right center field, but it's in the park. Nunez from TCU will come over to make the catch for the second out of the inning. And the lineup card will flip over to the top for Gilberto Jimenez.
Back to the top of the order. Brings up Gilberto Jimenez here with the Red Sox for the first time on a rehab assignment.
Plays for the Greenville Drive when he's at his traditional level. Fouls off the first pitch he sees. Played for Salem back in 2021. Spent first half of rehab with the FCL Red Sox, batting .393 with 2 homers and 10 RBIs. He'll swing and miss to make the count 0-2. His last game came on the 31st of July against the FCL Braves. Went 1-for-4 with a triple and 2 ribbies. The 0-2 to Jimenez. He swings and misses at a pitch low. And coming in and doing the job, 1-2-3, goes Miguel Gomez. Two flyouts and a strikeout in the Red Sox third. Still no base hits on the board for the Red Sox. Frednatz coming back up against likely Caleb Bolden when we come back on SalemRedSox.com.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Fredericksburg, Virginia Credit Union Stadium. And after the long delay due to an injury to Fredericksburg starting pitcher Eric Tolman, Caleb Bolden is still in the game. And Gio, we were talking a bit about it between innings, a bit of a concern that Bolden wouldn't return after all the rest.
Yeah, I mean, he had to sit out there for about probably 25 minutes, but I think it's a situation, too, where you've had innings that go that long, right? If the other team's hitting and what have you. So I think if it went another 15 minutes or so, you might have had to have a conversation, and luckily Caleb Bolden is returning in the ballgame for the Red Sox because he's been dialed in as of late, right? Sat him down 1-2-3, ended up retiring his first four batters faced, came in facing the nine-hole hitter John McHenry for Jose Ramirez, who really struggled in his start. And, you know, I'm curious to see how long Caleb can go tonight. Has never gone more than 3 1/3 in his professional career, has never gone more than 4 2/3 in his entire career, including his days at TCU. So just curious to see how far they can push him, because they're going to need all the arms they can get this evening.
Leandro Emiliani will lead things off for the Frednats here in the bottom of the third. Emiliani 0-for-0. He hit a sacrifice fly back in the first inning to score the first Frednat run. First pitch is a ball outside. 1-0 to Leandro Emiliani. Emiliani, first time that we've seen him against Salem. The 1-0 is swung on and missed. A big cut for strike one. Emiliani, utility player. Bats from the left-handed side from San Antero, Venezuela. Played for Fredericksburg and Wilmington last season. The 1-1 called a strike, and the count will move to a ball and two strikes. A 226 batter is Emiliani against the right-handed pitching Caleb Bolden. Will take the 1-2 downstairs, and the count goes even, 2-2. You can tell how long that delay was. We're now over an hour into this ballgame without getting through the third. 2-2 delivery, ball well outside, and the count will move to full, 3-2 to the first baseman Emiliani. Standing on deck is Paul Witt, the designated hitter. In the hole, Romero. Foul ball will keep the at-bat alive. That was a high and away fastball at 92 miles per hour for Bolden. Four hits for the Frednats, all of them came in the first inning. Payoff pitch to Emiliani is fouled off yet again, and back and forth this at-bat goes. That was the seventh pitch of the at-bat. So a bit of a battle here between Emiliani and Bolden. eighth pitch of the at-bat. The 3-2 will miss outside for ball four, and that's not really how you wanted the battle to end. But Emiliani earns his way aboard with a walk.
Long battle. You got a tip to cap sometimes, and Emiliani just continued to be feisty and pesky during that AB.
It'll bring up Paul Witt, the designated hitter who flew out to left field his last time up. The pull side for the right-handed hitting designated hitter. First pitch to Witt is popped foul towards the first base side. Witt, a lot of power in that bat for the designated hitter. 10 home runs, 29 RBIs, a .227 batter who again is starting his day 0-for-1. The 0-1 delivery, Witt, a big swing and miss just underneath. A middle fastball from Caleb Bolton. Witt gets aboard base about 30% of the time. The 0-2 is chopped foul up the left side. Caleb Bolden, the longest he went in his TCU days was against the Texas Longhorns. Went 4 2/3 on April 9th, 2022. Got the winning decision in a 7-5 win for the Horned Frogs over the Longhorns. 0-2 to Witt, swung on and missed. And that's strike three for Paul Witt. Second strikeout of the night for Caleb Bolden. Next in the batting order, Max Romero Jr. He walked later coming around to score back in the first inning against Jose Ramirez. Romero will now bat. He's a .267 batter. Ball downstairs. Again, attended the University of Miami, transferred from Vanderbilt, but a native to the Miami area, Miramar, Florida, which is a bit further north of Coral Gables and downtown Miami. The 1-0 is chopped foul, and the count will go even to one ball and one strike. Attending Pembroke Pines Charter High School. Runner at first base as they enter Emiliani after drawing a leadoff walk. Swing and a miss for strike two. Just announced by Nationals Player Development, Max Romero Jr. getting the Hitter of the Month award for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Pitcher of the Month was Jose Atencio, who we have not seen yet for the Nationals. The 1-2. Called strike three on the outside part of the plate, and Romero will watch that go by. Called strike three. It's the third strikeout for Bolden. And now both Miami batters in the lineup, Morales and Romero, have struck out watching one go by off the hand of Bolden.
Yeah, something about them Canes tonight.
It instead brings up Royce Marquintana, the Red Sox killer. 0-for-1 today after reaching on an error by Luis Ravello. Will take the first pitch ball downstairs. Quintana, a native to Caracas, Venezuela, the 1-0, missing.
That looked good.
Ball two, and if you take a look at the automatic strike zone, just a bit too far outside for the right-handed hitting Quintana.
Clipped a piece of the zone, calling it back, Michael Corbett.
Two-0 delivery, a ball outside for ball three. It is a 3-0 count for Quintana, who again reached on an error by Luis Ravello, and I was able to talk to him a little bit, and he was telling me how he felt, again, comfortable with this turf, but again, maybe just a tad too comfortable. The 3-0 called a strike upstairs, and the count will move to 3-1. Two away here in the bottom of the third, 4-0. Fred Nats lead it. Mikey Romero, who got the defensive rest, was talking about how it's harder but not a game changer. 3-1 is roped over towards the terrace box seats in right field for a foul ball, and the count's now full. 3-2, 2-2. The runner Emiliani going to be taken off from first base when Bolden lifts the leg to deliver the pitch. Bolden, a check over to first. Now sets on the mound. Glove belt high, kicks the leg. Runner goes on a hard hit ground ball to Ravello. And just as Ravello rebounds, gets the ground ball this time and throws out Quintana. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base after a walk. We're through three innings of play. It's Fredericksburg 4-0. Some work to be done as we enter the fourth on SalemRedSox.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Fredericksburg, Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Red Sox looking for their first hit, trailing 4-0. Taking you the way through the middle innings on the play-by-play, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, TK. 4-0 is your score. The Red Sox trailing, and it was a red-hot start right out of the gate for the second night in a row for the Fredericksburg Nationals. They put up a four-piece in the first inning. They did it with four hits. An error helped out as well, and they still left two aboard. Here's the lefty, Mikey Romero. First pitch, and it is a called strike. It paints the inside corner to Romero at 78 on a breaking ball, and it's nothing and one. Gomez deals the 0-1. Here's a swing and a ripper down the right field line, and it is fair. Mikey Romero pumps the brakes at first as it deflects and creams off a little corner of the wall in right field, and instead of getting all the way down into the corner, shot back out into right center field. It was scooped up by Pinckney in right field, and now we have an injury. It looks like the first baseman, Emiliani, is down. He made contact with the umpire in the field, Chris Janke, and for the second time tonight, a Fredericksburg National is down. He is holding his head. Third base coach coming to help out. Romero having a conversation with Chris Janke on first base, and you know, we're watching the replay right here, Tyler, on the broadcast. I know our audience cannot see it, and as he ranged to that ball on the right field line, he smashed square into Chris Janke, who called it fair well before the contact was made. I mean, it was a fair ball, and the umpire is part of the field of play, but down is Emiliani, and he's sitting up, but still having a conversation here with the trainer.
Yeah, just an odd kind of night. In four innings, two Nationals go down, and Emiliani, who has been a pretty good part of this batting order for Fredericksburg, and just an odd collision. And he's back up and standing on his own power now. But it's just a really odd sequence of events. First you have Coleman, who's following a superstition, go down with an injury. And then you have a contact with an umpire. Takes down Emiliani, and he's back up at first base. He's ready to play, but just an odd, odd night.
Him and Mikey Romero bump knuckles at first base, and Romero gives him a tap on the behind and make sure he's okay. Emiliani gets back into his situated spot at first base down the right field line. And this brings up Justinson Garcia, who has been red hot for the Red Sox. Not last night, but last series. Was absolutely unconscious. Righty on righty matchup, runner on first, the pitch. Swing and a line drive out into left field. It is carrying and it is caught on the run in left field by Royce Marquintana for the first out. And Romero has to retreat back to first. I mean, it looked good off the bat. Quintana was able to track it down on a full sprint. So Garcia is sat down on a line out to left field. This brings up Alexis Hernandez, the right fielder, stepping in the right-handed batter's box. Another righty-on-righty matchup. Runner on first, one gone, 4-0. Fredericksburg leads. The pitch, swing and a miss. He took a big hack at a breaking ball well out of the zone that skipped up in the dirt. A really tough pitch to swing at for Alexis Hernandez, and it is nothing and one. Talked about in BP how he's feeling it lately. Hasn't really transpired in the stat column. Pickoff over to first. Romero is in there safely. I mean, that was as close as it could possibly get. Chris Jahnke not down the right field line now that a runner is on, and he is standing right behind the pitcher between second base and the pitcher's mound. Gomez with a nod. The righty deals, 0-1, swing and a miss. On a breaking ball once again, that was low and out of the zone, nothing and two, and he has fooled Alexis Hernandez with that curveball now twice. We remind you, Eric Tolman exited this ball game in an ambulance earlier tonight. It was an air cast that was put on his right leg after about a 25-minute delay. Our thoughts, our prayers are with him and the Tolman family here tonight. Runner on first, the pitch. And it misses way outside on an 83-mile-an-hour slider out of the zone. And the count now 1-2. And the whole situation here for the Red Sox is kind of thrown out of whack. They were preparing to see Tolman for probably anywhere from 4 to 6 innings. Here's the 1-2. Check swing on a pitch that skips up in the dirt. Taking is Hernandez. And the count evens itself up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. They were preparing for a guy that went 50 fastball, 50% of the time, throw in an 11-5 slurve, kind of a slider curveball. Well, that's kind of out the window. Pickoff over to first again, and Romero is in safely once more. So the second disengagement of the at-bat here for Miguel Gomez. If he does it again, he will have to get him out. Otherwise, it'll be a free base for Mikey Romero, who singled to lead off here. Top of the fourth, runner goes. Pitch is a called strike. Ring him up, throw to second, got him. A strike him out, throw him out for the Fred Nats to end the inning. Unbelievable. Drops a breaking ball in the zone in the lower portion. The cannon by Romero from behind home plate, and they get Mikey Romero trying to steal. Catch him out, throw him out. It's 4-0 Fred Nats. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Back after this in Fredericksburg.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats here in the home half of the fourth inning. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you this evening. 4-0 your score. Fredericksburg absolutely dominating over the Salem Red Sox right now. Four runs all coming in the first inning. The Red Sox have just one hit on the night. It's a Mikey Romero base hit. And a strike him out, throw him out. Just ended the top of the fourth as Alexis Hernandez looked at a breaking ball. And Romero was caught gunning for second. Caleb Bolden still on the hill for the Sox. We go 8-9-1. The first pitch to Marcus Brown is a fastball outside. Taken for a ball, and it is 1-0. Marcus Brown tonight, two RBI single back in the first to make it 4-0. 1-0. Fouled away down the left field line, tailing into the seats, and the count evens up at 1-1. Marcus Brown playing over at short. 1-for-1 on the evening. Caleb Bolden, the TCU product, kicks, deals the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip that goes back to the backstop, and it is now 1-2. 80 miles an hour on a slider that Marcus Brown just gets a piece of. Really, Bolden left that thing hanging right in the zone, and Brown just couldn't quite barrel it up on the off speed. Brown calls time, now digs back in, a righty on lefty matchup, and the righty deals. 1-2. Check swing on a pitch that misses outside, a slider off the plate at 83, and the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Due up, it's John McHenry in the 9-hole, then Elijah Nunez, another TCU guy back at the top of the order. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider at 83 as it tailed right out of the zone away from the barrel of Marcus Brown. A beautiful looking pitch by Caleb Bolden for his fifth strikeout of the night. Now to the 9-hole we go. The second baseman, John McHenry, he grounded out to second base his first time around. Where John Frank Salazar stands for the Red Sox. 4-0, Fred Nats lead the pitch. Misses inside, 80 miles an hour on a breaking ball out of the zone, and it's 1-0. This is a completely new-look Fredericksburg Nationals lineup this week here in Fredericksburg. The 1-0 is a fastball right over the heart of the plate, 90 miles an hour, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. 7 draft picks elevated up to Fredericksburg this week. 4 of them debuted last night. 1-1 to McHenry. It is taken for another called strike. 91 on a fastball that clips the outside corner. A beautiful looking fastball from Caleb Bolden. And John McHenry calls time. He taps the barrel of his bat with his left hand. Couple of practice half-hearted hacks, and he digs back on in. The righty deals, 1-2 on the way. Misses low and away on an 80-mile-an-hour breaking ball, and the count evens up at 2-2. Your defense for the Red Sox right now, it's Lionel James at third. Mikey Romero, just the DH tonight, not in the infield, 2-2. Swing and a foul ball just about 5 feet to the left of my broadcast booth. Boy, good thing I was paying attention. So Mikey Romero not in the infield defensively. Instead, it's Ravello at short. Salazar at second. Albert Feliz at first. 2-2, swing and a rocket on the ground right to Albert Feliz at first. He scoops, steps on the first base bag in time for the second out. So for the second time tonight, John McHenry grounds out, this time to the first baseman, Big Al, and we go to the top of the order. Elijah Nunez digs in, and boy, do we have a storyline here, folks. You're looking at two former teammates at Texas Christian University with the Horned Frogs, and Caleb Bolden pitching to Elijah Nunez. The first pitch, and it is a ball just off the plate at 81, and the count is 1-0. Boy, that was close. That was about a half-half in the zone, half out of the zone. Nunez playing out in center tonight. 1-0 on the way. Breaking ball snaps down into the zone. A beautiful-looking pitch from Bolden. Evens up the count at 1-1. Nunez singled in his first at-bat. He grounded out to third base his second time around. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip that trickles back behind home plate, and it's 1-2. Nunez got this whole rally going in the first inning. It is 4-0. The Fredericksburg Nationals lead it over the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fourth. And it all started with him, a base hit in the first. He ended up scoring. It was three base hits in a row to load the bases in the first three batters. The 1-2. Get him looking. Oh, my goodness. A two-seamer that splits right back into the zone, and it sits down. Elijah Nunez looking. It's the sixth strikeout of the night for Caleb Bolden. He comes in for Jose Ramirez, who struggled mightily in his start. Faces John McHenry, the nine hole, and has been lights out ever since. It is still 4-0. Fred Nats leading. Can the Red Sox bats come in and help Bolden out just a little bit? Top of the fifth after this, back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
An absolutely breathtaking night for baseball here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Just about an hour, 15 minutes outside of our beautiful nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Just a little bit down the road, depending on traffic. And Luis Ravello, the young shortstop for the Red Sox, ready to get us going. The first pitch, and he takes all night long on a breaking ball that clips the lower part of the zone, nothing and one. So far tonight, Luis Ravello has popped out to second base, the 0-1, and this might have hit him. I think he just shimmies away on a fastball missing way inside. And the count now evens up at a ball and a strike. So Luis Ravello is able to avoid being hit by a pitch. 1-1. It's still Miguel Gomez on the hill for the Fred Nats. They lead it 4-0. Nobody on, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And it's a wave and a miss. 78 miles an hour on a slider. Fools Luis Ravello, and the count now 1-2. Ravello has been busy at short defensively tonight. 1-2. Looks at a ball in the dirt, and the count evens up at 2-2. Due up for the Red Sox on deck, it's Ender Solita, the catcher, Lionel James at third, and you could see in the 8 or 9 hole, John Frank Salazar and Albert Feliz. 2-2, breaking ball misses away, and the count is worked full, 3-2 by Luis Ravello, and a walk could go so far here for the Red Sox to just get a guy on. Top of the fifth in Fredericksburg, it is all Fred Nats, 4-0, here's the 3-2. And it's called strike three. 78 on a breaking ball that snaps into the zone, fell right off a cliff. It looked high all day long to Ravello, and he watches it sink into the zone for a looking strikeout. Strikeout number three of the night for Miguel Gomez, who came in for Eric Tolman. And we'll remind you one more time, Eric Tolman left this ball game in an ambulance with an air cast on his right leg. Our thoughts and prayers are with him, the Tolman family. First pitch to Lira. He pulls back on a check swing, and home plate umpire Michael Corbett says he did not pull back enough. It's nothing and one. Completely fooled by a curveball, low out of the zone, and it's 0-1 as Gomez steps off the rubber, reapplies the rosin. It's kind of cool. He flipped it up, deflected it off the back of his hand, squeezed it, and then dropped it right back down to the dirt. Nothing in one for Anderson Lira, grounded out to second. The 0-1 skips up, missing low and away. Another breaking ball. I mean, Gomez really has not gone with that fastball much. Maybe 15% of the time since entering this ball game. More of an off-speed type pitcher. 1-1. Low and away once again. 74 on a curveball, and it's 2-1 for the young Ender Solita. Kind of the baby of the team for the Red Sox. Was elevated once Ronald Rosario got the call-up to play for the Greenville Drive. This was one of the first call-ups of the year in Salem. The 2-1. Misses outside this time. Oh, a late strike call by Michael Corbett here. My apologies. And a slider just stays in the zone as it was tailing away. A late strike call, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. This is out shallow center field. Charging in is the center fielder Nunez, and he calls everybody off to make a catch. Pull it out number two. Great communication by the Fred Dance. Nunez charging ahead. Brown and McHenry from short and second, respectively, charging back out towards the wall. Nunez last second calls them all off. Here's Lionel James, the right-handed hitter. Righty on righty matchup, 4-0. Fred Nats lead the pitch. Swing and a rocket down the left field line, and it is a base hit. Lionel James might have more as it trickles into the corner. He rounds first, heads for second, and now pumps the brakes at second base as the throw is cut off by Brown at short. A two-out stand-up double for Lionel James on a well-hit ground ball that trickles into the left field corner. And the Red Sox might be in business for a two-out rally. Brings up the eight-hole Gianfranco Salazar. And unfortunately, if you're Salem, this is probably the last guy that you want at the dish right now in this situation with a runner in scoring position. Batting 074, below 100, the pitch. Fouled away by Salazar up into the seats behind home plate, and it is 0-1 as he shakes his head. And Salazar was kind of plagued early in this game, right? He was the one that had to sit when Tolman was injured. Here's the 0-1, and he takes it for a strike right over the heart of the plate, nothing and two on a slider. He's the one that had to stand there, take practice hacks for about 20 to 30 minutes while they attended to Tolman, while the ambulance came, and in two pitches, he was sat down on a flyout to center field. Runner on second, two gone. 0-2 pitch to Salazar. He swings and chops one foul down the left field line, and he stays at 0-2. Well done to fight it off if you're Gianfranco Salazar. Again, the 0-74 hitter. He has yet to tally an RBI this season. Elevated to play here with the Red Sox now almost 2 weeks ago. First home series was last week against Lynchburg, so not a huge sample size here. Nothing in two, the pitch. He swings and chops it down the left field line. Backhanded glove by Morales. Throw across the diamond is on target and online for out number three. Well, Lionel James doubles, but the Red Sox strand a runner in scoring position on second. It's 4-0 Fred Nats lead. We go to the home half of the fifth after this in Fredericksburg.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg, Virginia, where the Fred Nats lead it over the Salem Red Sox 4-0. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. And Caleb Bolden, well, he was outstanding for the Red Sox, ended up coming in at the back half of the first inning, struck out six, but it couldn't last all night. Royman Blanco, the new arm out of the bullpen on the hill for the Red Sox. He toes the rubber for just the second time at the single A level. He faces the two-hole, Andrew Pinckney, the first pitch, and it is a called strike. 87 on a slider that really actually was out of the zone, and it was called a strike by Michael Carbett behind home plate. Nothing and one the pitch. Misses downstairs in the dirt, 83 on a breaking ball, and the count evens up at 1-1. Blanco goes with the fastball and the slurve, the 11-5 breaking ball, the 1-1. Misses high and in on a breaking ball, high in out of the zone, up towards the chin of Andrew Pinckney, the Alabama Crimson Tide product out of the SEC. 2-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and the count evens up at 2-2. Blanco, a right-handed pitcher out of La Guaira in Venezuela, acquired as an international free agent back in December of 2017, believe it or not. The righty deals, 2-2. Swing and a ripper down the left field line, and this is a line drive base hit. Could be more. Pinckney rounds first. He heads for second. He's got a stand-up double. Andrew Pinckney leads things off in the bottom of the fifth with a two-bagger for the Frednecks.
Pinckney is just such a great talent, and we talk about these guys who, frankly, are just a bit too good for this level right now, but there's just simply not a spot in Wilmington or in any level in the Nationals organization really to put them except for Fredericksburg.
Here's Yoandy Morales, the Miami product, was an unbelievable ACC third baseman. First pitch is a called strike on the outer corner, a beautiful looking slider at 85, and it's nothing and one. Runner on second for the Frednats. They look for more, leading it 4-0. This is the part of the order that got hot in the first. The 0-1. Swing and a cracker, and it's backhanded by Albert Feliz, the first baseman. He flips it onto his pitcher in Blanco, and they get the out over at first. It does move the runner, Pinckney, over to third. Now he's just 90 feet away from what would be the fifth Frednat run of the night, and that was just out number one. But a good heads-up play by Blanco to be there covering. Goes in the books as a 3-1 putout. Here's Leandro Emiliani, who had a collision at first base playing defensively. The lefty now back in the first pitch, and it's taken for a ball, downstairs it in. 80 miles an hour on a breaking ball, 1-0. And it's Bark in the Park night here tonight in Fredericksburg. A lot of hounds in the crowd. On deck, it's the DH who's torn up the Sox all year in Paul Witt, the 1-0. Check swing, and home plate umpire Michael Corbett says he goes around on an 84-mile-an-hour slider. Low and in, evens up the count at 1-1. Andrew Pinckney standing on third with a lead. 1-1 the count, one gone. Fred Nats lead at 4-0. Bottom of the fifth, 1-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a 79-mile-an-hour slider, and it's 1-2. A little bit of Enter Sandman here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, the anthem of Virginia Tech, just about 3.5 hours down the road in Blacksburg, the 1-2. Check swing on a pitch missing low and in, and the count 2-2. And Tyler, that is our school, home of the Hokies.
Yeah, great opportunity that the Virginia Tech Department of Communication has with the Salem Red Sox to give us our opportunity tonight and all season long.
So blessed to be here, the 2-2. Skips up in the dirt, makes it a full count at 3-2. Still a runner on third, and a huge payoff pitch coming off the right arm of Royman Blanco in his first single A game against Lynchburg last week. Went 2/3, gave up a hit, and really that was it. Didn't pitch very long. He kicks deals, payoff pitch, swing, and a foul tip that trickles backwards. Staying alive at 3-2, here is Leandro Emiliani. He had a sac fly out to right field in the first. walked in the third, so two productive at-bats today for Emiliani, still looking for his first nine. The 226 hitter with five ribbies, looking for number six. 3-2. Swing and a rocket. Down for a base hit into right field. It scores Pinckney. Leandro Emiliani pumps into first. It is 5-0 Frednets.
First earned run of his single-A career against Roymond Blanco. And just a solid piece of hitting there by Emiliani. Takes the full count pitch, isn't scared off by it, and just barrels up that middle pitch into right field. Pulls it over to Hernandez for the base hit, and the inning continues. Still only one out.
Here's the designated hitter, Paul Witt, who's been a Red Sox killer all year long. First pitch, called strike right at the letters. 89 on a fastball, nothing and one. Still only one out with a runner on first and a 5-0 lead for the Frednets in the home half of the fifth inning. On a beautiful, picture-perfect night for baseball here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The 0-1 is lifted high into the air, out to deep left field. Going back is Jimenez, and he makes the catch on the warning track about 2 feet in front of the left field fence. So this park is able to contain the power of Paul Witt for the second out, and staying at first base is Emiliani. We go to Max Romero Jr. batting in the six hole. The former Miami Hurricane himself, both him and Yo-Yo Morales, both former Canes in the lineup tonight for the Frednets. First pitch, swing and a miss. He took a big hack at an 88 mile an hour cutter, high and tight, and the count now nothing and one. You're looking at the best batter in the Fredericksburg Nationals clubhouse this past month. Just received that award earlier today, the 0-1. This is cracked foul. Nothing in two. Quick ahead in the count is Blanco. Already, though, has given up a pair of hits in this inning and a run. Just his second game in single A with the Red Sox. Spent 5 years in the DSL. Something you never see. The 0-2. Breaking ball way high in it. As spinning away was Romero. That almost hit him right on the head. And luckily, he's able to escape that danger, and it's 1-2. A reminder, Military Appreciation Night coming up Saturday, August 12th at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox will be hosting the Augusta Green Jackets. 6:05 p.m. first pitch on Saturday. 1-2 to Romero. Taken high and away. 81 on a slider out of the zone, and it's evened up at 2-2. Well, the Boston Red Sox fell earlier today. They lost in Seattle, lost the series. 6-3 was the final score after the Sox won it last night and lost the opener before. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a dribbler right back up the middle, but it deflects off of his leg first, so it is a dead ball as Max Romero kind of walks that one off. That one never feels good, and the Red Sox actually have a guy sidelined right now due to that exact reason. Cutter Coffey on Sunday against Lynchburg fouled the ball right into his own knee, and it has sat him down ever since. Out of the lineup yesterday, out of the lineup today as well. 2-2 to the lefty. Fouled back to the backstop, just getting a hair of that high fastball was Max Romero to stay alive here at two balls and two strikes. On deck, it's probably the most dangerous Frednet. Roysmar Quintana ready to stand in. Sox trying to avoid seeing him here in the fifth. Runner on first, two gone. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a diving grab by Felice at first. He underhands to Blanco, and they get him out at first base. Albert Felice putting on a show defensively in this inning with two putouts. That one was the most impressive we have seen tonight out of the Red Sox. We go to the top of the sixth. It is 5-0 Frednets after tallying one more on two hits in the home half of the fifth. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team.
Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Virginia Credit Union Stadium, the home of the Fredericksburg Nationals, a beautiful ballpark built in 2020, made its debut in 2021. And Tyler, we were kind of saying, as the Fred Nats lead it 5-0, this is almost the new standard in minor league baseball. And not complaining, this place is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, new ballparks in Columbia, South Carolina, North Augusta, South Carolina, home of the Green Jackets. Both of those facilities pretty new, and two of the nicest ballparks at the single-A level. Add in Fayetteville as well. Just, it's good to see this level of effort being put into the more modern ballparks for this level of baseball. It's deserved.
A new pitcher on the hill for the Fred Nats, Mason Denneberg, the righty. He deals a ball missing to Albert Feliz, who just ended the last inning with a spectacular diving grab on a ground ball and an underhand back to the covering pitcher in Blanco. 1-0 to Big Al. He swings and rifles one foul down the left field line. It is 1-1. I'll tell you more about Denneberg. 6'4", 195, really has that stature. 23-year-old out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, down by UTK. Acquired as a first-round draft pick in 2018. The righty deals, 1-1. This is inside, and the count now 2-1. As a slider nearly hits Albert Feliz, he shimmies away from it. Two balls and a strike. 2-1. Just low and away on a fastball, and the count now 3-3. For Albert Feliz, he's batting in the 9-hole, and then we'll go back to the top of the order with Jimenez and Romero. 3-1 is crossed. Deep left field. Kiss it goodbye. Albert Feliz tees off over the left field fence, and the Red Sox are on the board. Big Al with a moonshot. It is 5-1 Fred Nats.
High exit velo to 40 degrees. That one, a pop-up hit 113 miles per hour off the bat. One of the hardest hit balls we've seen all season, and it travels 413 feet to dead left field.
Well, we go to the top of the order with Gilberto Jimenez, the first pitch to the lefty. This is cranked out to left field, tailing foul. That had home run distance on it, and instead it is 0-1. Jimenez on a rehab assignment from the Greenville drive, the 0-1. It is a ball outside, slider out of the zone. It's 1-1. Righty on lefty matchup here. Jimenez struck out and grounded out tonight, the 1-1. Foul tip as it deflects back to the backstop, and maybe, Tyler, just maybe, some positive momentum here for the Salem Sox. Decked out in their red jerseys tonight, gray bottoms. With the navy blue caps. 1-2 pitch. Taken outside on a slider once again out of the zone. 2-2 for the lefty in Gilberto Jimenez.
Well, if that's the first batter against Denneberg, you're right. That does inspire some positive momentum.
2-2, wave and a miss. He struck him out with a slider low and out of the zone. And sat down for the second time tonight on strikes is Jimenez. First strikeout for Denneberg. Brings up Mikey Romero, the designated hitter. Tyler, talking to Mikey earlier today, he's feeling it. Wright was feeling it yesterday, went 1-for-4, but he said he was making great contact, getting to the ball to the outfield, the first pitch. And he looks at a ball downstairs and away, 1-0. Romero nods his head, having a conversation with Michael Corbett, the home plate umpire, and the 1-0 pitch.
Swing and a ripper down the right field line. Pops off the glove of Emiliani, and he tosses to a covering Denneberg to get Mikey Romero out. There are two gone here in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, and Romero, that's his first time being out in this game after walking and singling today. But now you have Justinson Garcia coming up, and he was talking about today during batting practice how he was going to sit breaking ball and try to crush a breaking ball out of here.
First pitch to Justinson Garcia is taken low and away on a breaking ball. It's 1-0, and yeah, that was the specialty of Tolman, which is why I think he said that, the 1-0 pitch. Is taken again. Downstairs it away on a slider. It is 2-0 to Justinson Garcia. Red hot last week. Was a triple shy of the cycle in a ball game, the 2-0. Taken right over the middle. Fastball in there, and it is 2-1. Garcia, the righty, waves the bat and awaits. 2-1 pitch on the way. And he looks at a strike once again. 80 on a slider that finds the zone. Just clipping the outer corner. A beautiful looking pitch off of Denneberg. And it's 2-2 for Garcia. Two gone, nobody on. The 2-2. Called strike three. Ring him up looking on a curveball that just pumped the brakes and slammed back down into the zone. 5-1, Fred Nat's lead. We go to the home half of the sixth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the sixth here in Fredericksburg. It's 5-1. The Fred Nats lead it. Albert Feliz went yard over the left field fence to get the Red Sox on the board and do up here in the home half of the sixth. It's a tough spot of the order. You got to face Royce Marquintana, Marcus Brown, and John McHenry. They go 7-8-9 here against Royman Blanco, the righty. And we are ready for baseball. Royce Marquintana steps in. He advanced on an error in the first, grounded out to short in his second AB, but was strong yesterday. A 2-RBI triple off the bat in the first inning. The first pitch taken for a strike. 83 on a slider. It finds the zone, and it is nothing and one for Royce Marquintana, who is just about as tough of an out as it gets. The 0-1 fouled back to the backstop. It looks like it got a little piece of the hip of Ender Solita, as he takes a moment, just kind of walking this one off. Never feels good. We'll remind you one more time, Eric Tolman, starting pitcher for the Fredericksburg Nationals, left this ball game with an air cast on his right leg in an ambulance. And we just want to say our thoughts and prayers are with him. The Tolman family delayed the game for about a half hour earlier, and just a scene that you never want to see in this awesome sport of baseball. It's 5-1, bottom of the sixth, the Fred Nats lead. Nothing and two, the pitch. Taken high on a fastball by Royce Marquintana, and the count now 1-2. Quintana set the foundation yesterday, the 1-2. Taken once again on a fastball high, and it's 2-2. He was the first one to get the Fred Nats on the board with that 2-RBI triple. Ended up walking later in the game. They won it 5-1, the 2-2. Drubbed foul right off of his own ankle. And staying alive at 2-2 is Quintana.
such a powerful hitter, right? Low center of gravity, huge tree trunk legs, big arms. Honestly, swings it like Randy Arozarena in a lot of ways. The 2-2. Swing and a ripper. Line drive up the middle, and it's down for a base hit into the alley. Pumping the brakes at first is Quintana. He retreats with a back pedal, and it's a leadoff knock for the Frednats. That is what he does best.
Red Sox a little fortunate that that's his first base hit of the night. Reached on an error earlier that ended up scoring a run, and then later two runs, because that would have been the end of the inning. But first official base hit for Quintana. Now you have to take on a 1-for-2 Marcus Brown before getting to the 0-for-2 McHenry.
And we bring up Marcus Brown here. Like you mentioned, 1-for-2, had two RBIs in the first on his base hit. It's 5-1. The first pitch is cranked right back up the middle on a line drive up over the glove of Salazar. And luckily, it's just station to station here for the Frednats. It moves Quintana to second. Aboard at first is Marcus Brown. Back-to-back base hits for the Frednats here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, it was just a soft line drive into center field for the base hit. There was really no move for Quintana to advance to third, as Garcia was already driving in from center field.
We bring up John McHenry, the nine-hole hitter. He is 0-for-2 with a pair of groundouts tonight. Marcus Brown, the Oklahoma State product, on first. Quintana on second. The first pitch is taken inside on a breaking ball at 80 on the radar gun. It is 1-0. Red Sox looking to get out of what has turned into a little bit of a jam. Runners on first and second. Still nobody out. Blanco glances to second. He deals the 1-0. Check swing on a called strike. 87 on a fastball that finds the zone. Evens up the count at 1-1. And yeah, that's a fastball for Blanco. Really topping out 89 to 90 max. Took a little bit off that fastball, but that's kind of where he tops out here. The 1-1. Swing and a rifle down the right field line. Another diving grab by Feliz. He steps on the first base bag. The runners are halted. Quintana at third. Marcus Brown at second. And Albert Feliz has been an absolute magnet at first today.
Yeah, unfortunate that he didn't catch that on the fly there. Then he could have doubled or tripled up the Frednats there as the runners advance. But good enough to get the one out here. Now you're looking for either a pop-up, a hard-hit ground ball, or a strikeout to Elijah Nunez.
Well, we go to the top of the order, the TCU product, and Elijah Nunez. Ready on lefty, the pitch. It's a called strike, 80 miles an hour. Not a breaking ball, 0-1. Right in the middle of the zone. I mean, that is a pitch that is left in there. First pitch taking all day was Nunez. Second and third, the 0-1. Cranks a breaking ball, and it is gloved by Lionel James.
And that's exactly what you needed there. You saw James running over to the third base bag to try to double up the Quintana, who was there. And that's about the best case scenario for Salem. You can't turn two with runners at second and third. Instead, you get the out. Stop the chance of a sacrifice fly. Now you can forget about the runners at second and third and just focus at getting the batter out. But that's a tall task because he's 2-for-3 today.
Maybe the toughest out tonight, Andrew Pinckney, was red hot yesterday as well. The pitch. Swing and a ripper. This is down for a hit into right field. It'll score two. Rounding third and coming home, Marcus Brown slides, tumbles in safely. Two RBI single, Andrew Pinckney, the Bama product.
And that just shows why Alabama was so good this year. Got the 16 overall seed in the NCAA tournament and able to drive a couple home as well. Makes it 7-1 Frednats and just keeps digging the grave deeper and deeper for the Salem Red Sox.
It has not been the night for Royman Blanco in his second appearance here at the single A level. Caleb Bolden was outstanding, but he has been surrounded by poor pitching, and it results in a 7-1 Frednats lead. Still only one gone. Here's the pitch. It's screamed right back up the middle, gloved by Blanco, underhands to first, and that is the final out. 7-1 Frednats lead. We go to the top of the seventh. Fredericksburg. Back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey, Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Just about an hour 15 minutes away from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Red Sox ready to go 4-5-6. They trail it 7-1 here, getting kind of blown out of the ballpark for the second night in a row. Fred Nats got off to a hot start last night, 3 runs in the first. They did it even better tonight, 4 runs in the first on 4 hits, and they have not looked back. They just scored 2 more in the sixth. And here's Alexis Hernandez. The righty is in the first pitch. He swings and fouls one away down the left field line. 0-1. Still on the hill, it's Mason Denneberg for the Fred Nats. The right-handed pitcher out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, the 2018 first-round draft pick, as Alexis Hernandez calls time. Made 7 appearances in 2019, rather, in the GCL. Deals the 0-1. Swing and a dribbler, foul down the right field line, 0-2, softly for Hernandez. Missed all of 2021 and some of 2022 before returning in late May with an arm injury. Worked to a 4.15 ERA in 2022 while making 13 starts. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a ripper to short. Gloved by Brown, he fires to first, a sky-high grab by Emiliani, and he makes the tag for out number one. Now we go to the shortstop in the 5-hole. It's Luis Ravello, 0-2 today. Popped out to second base. He also has struck out looking. 7-1, Fred Nats lead, top of the 7th here in Fredericksburg. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. Taken low and away on a slider out of the zone. It's 1-0. Denneberg began 2023 as a starter, but has been a reliever. Here's the 1-0. This is crushed into left field. Tailing foul. Out of play. 1-1 now for Luis Ravello, who was good last night for the Sox. 2 hits in the 6th and the 9th. Had a single and a double off the wall in right field. Pushing it the other way. 1-1 to Ravello. Swings and misses it. A ball in the dirt. And the count now 1-2. To the switch hitting Luis Ravello, and batting from the left-handed side facing a righty. Earlier tonight, you saw him bat the other way. The 1-2 misses way inside on a breaking ball to count 2-2. Because Eric Tolman was a left-handed pitcher to start this ball game, so Ravello batting righty. Here's the 2-2. Swings and misses, golfs at a breaking ball in the dirt. He is struck out. Tolman gets somebody swinging for the third time tonight. And there are 2 gone here in the top of the 7th. Brings up the catcher and Dersolita for the Sox. And like I was saying about Denneberg, you know, started this season as a starter, was kind of backed into a reliever spot on May 9th. Here's the first pitch. It's swung on and it is hit on the ground to McHenry at second. He tosses to first in time, and Dersolita rounds out to the second baseman. Down go the Sox, 1-2-3 in the 7th. We go to the home half. After this, it's Emiliani, Witt, and Romero due up for the Fred Nats. They lead it 7-1. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Seventh inning stretch here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. And Tyler, a good time to talk things over and regroup a little bit. 7-1, the Fredericksburg Nationals lead it big over the Red Sox. What has not been there for the Sox tonight?
You know, the offense hasn't been there, and we thought it was a Riley Cornelio thing, and it just seems like it's the Fred Knapp's pitching staff at this point. Six hits over two nights for Salem, a run in each game, three hits in each game. Salem trailing by six down to its final six outs. I mean, putting it bluntly, things are not looking too great for Salem. A lot of work needs to be done. They need to hold off a very hot-hitting Fredericksburg offense here in the seventh and eighth innings. You have Emiliani, who's gotten a base hit. You have Paul Witt, who's been a Red Sox killer, just so happens to be 0 for 3 today, due for a hit himself. So, I mean, it's just a situation where Salem is in a tough spot where it's going to need to take a blessing from the baseball gods to get back into this one.
Well, a new pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. It is Cody Scroggins, who is a right-handed pitcher out of Bennettville, Arkansas. Acquired in 2019, a ninth-round draft pick by the Red Sox on a rehab assignment from Portland in AA. The Sea Dogs have sent him down for rehabilitation. Pitched for Salem, actually, TK, back in 2021 with a 1.33 ERA. He was good. Had Tommy John surgery while in college at Arkansas with the Razorbacks. And now gets ready to make another appearance here. He has made five appearances at the single-A level this year.
Yes, Scroggins has, for the most part, looked good at one bad outing, but for the most part, easy sailing.
First pitch to Leandro Emiliani is a slider off the plate in the count 1-0. And I love Scroggins' velocity compared to many at this level. Scroggins takes a deep breath, looking in the 1-0 pitch. And it skips up in the dirt, blocked by Ender Solita. The count is now 2-0. So far tonight, Emiliani has been pretty darn good. RBI single in the fifth. He walked, and he sacrificed, flew out to right field as well. Left-handed hitting, Emiliani awaits. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Swing, and a foul tip right into the glove of Ender Solita. 89 on the changeup, it's 2-1. Bottom of the seventh, 7-1, Fred Nats lead it. 2-1 pitch on the way. Misses downstairs in the count. Three balls and a strike. Tyler, pretty cool thing happening here at the ballpark. Matter of fact, the Fredericksburg Nationals ready to play host to the Babe Ruth World Series coming up next weekend. The 3-1 on the way. It's a called strike over the inside corner on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Three balls and two strikes now on a full count. That'll be Thursday, August 11th through Saturday, August 20th here in Fredericksburg. Little League Here's the 3-2. A swing and a ripper. Center field, Garcia charges ahead, and the center fielder is able to make the catch. I mean, that is a well-hit ball by Leandro Emiliani. Unfortunately, hit right to a defender for him. Brings up the designated hitter, Paul Wythe, who was a Red Sox killer back in Salem earlier this year. He is 0-3 tonight. Did not play last night. Paul Wythe, a VCU product, getting to stay in state. Here's the 0-1. This is outside, and excuse me, the 0-0 makes it 1-0. And so earlier today, due to this being a worldwide 14U baseball tournament, the 14U Aussie Drop Bears were in town, the 1-0. Skips up off the glove of Anderso Lira on a pitch missing in the dirt. It is 2-0. And they were here down the first base side. They were here for BP, talking with the players. And then when Salem was taking BP, these kids were out in the outfield making unbelievable plays, robbing home runs, the 2-0. It is a ball missing just inside on an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 3-0 for the DH, Paul Wythe. And the whole Salem Red Sox team that was taking BP was joking how these kids were awesome. Give them a contract. 3-0 pitch, fouled back, and it's 3-1. Swinging on a 3-0, you don't always see that every day.
Yeah, still a hitter's count for Wythe. Going to be looking for a pitch here. If he doesn't like it, he can hold off with no real consequences.
Three balls and a strike. Pitch clock down to 5 for Scroggins, the 3-1. Swing and a drive out to center field. Garcia giving chase, ranges to his right, and makes the pinch with that neon leather glove for out number 2. Well, they're keeping Justinson Garcia busy out in center field. He's retired 2 in a row. Brings up the catcher, Max Romero Jr. The Aussie Drop Bears, they even brought out the Vegemite earlier today. First pitch, called a strike on the inside corner, 82. Gave it to the Fred Nats broadcaster, our good friend Eric Bach. He was going around asking if we wanted some. 7-1, Fred Nats lead, bottom of the seventh, the 0-1. This is downstairs, and the count now 1-1. College football season right around the corner, TK, September 2nd. Locally, the Virginia Tech Hokies kick off their season in Blacksburg against ODU, 8 p.m. kickoff. Saturday night primetime at Lane Stadium, the 1-1. Swing and a ripper right to Albert Felis at first. He bobbles. He tosses from the ground to a covering Scroggins for the out. Albert Felis has been Houdini over on the first base bag tonight. Even when he makes a mistake, he's able to recover and get it there in time. So Scroggins comes in, sits down the Fred Nats, 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the top of the eighth here in Fredericksburg. It's 7-1, Fred Nats lead.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It's 7-1. The Fred Nats leading it over the Salem Red Sox, and it has been all Fredericksburg all night long. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play? Here's Mr. Tyler Katz.
Thank you, Gio. Always a pleasure to be joined alongside you, especially on this road trip. For those listening at home, I'll be with you tonight and tomorrow night, and then Gio will be taking you the rest of the way, flying solo heading into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lionel James leads off, check swing for a ball downstairs. Well, let's take you through the Carolina League scoreboard as Mason Denneberg back out for his third inning of work for Fredericksburg. 2-1 will miss downstairs for ball two. Final scores as the Down East Wood Ducks defeat the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 8-6 earlier tonight. 2-0 to James will miss low for ball three. That was the first game of a doubleheader, bottom of the fourth in game two between the Wood Ducks and the Pelicans. Top of the eighth in Fayetteville after the 3-0 to James is a called strike down the middle. The Carolina Mudcats lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 5-2 in the eighth. Mudcats look to extend their lead in the Carolina League North. Foul ball for James on an 88-mile-per-hour fastball. We'll put the count to 3-2. Down in Augusta, the Fireflies lead the Augusta Green Jackets 9-3, top of the eighth. 3-2 to James, swung on and missed into the glove of Romero. It is the fourth strikeout in relief for Mason Denneberg, and it's fair to say that he's rebounded nicely after allowing the solo home run to Albert Feliz. Jean-Frank Salazar steps in. He's 0-2, and that batting average is in the basement. 0-71 for Salazar, who's batting 0-2 today. First pitch to Salazar is fouled off, strike one. Lynchburg is leading the Delmarva Shorebirds 8-1 in the bottom of the ninth at Delmarva. Lynchburg would stay three games back of Carolina if all results hold. 0-1. Downstairs, Salazar goes even, 1-1. In Charleston, top of the ninth, the Cannonballers are down by a run, 5-4, but they have the bases loaded with two outs against the River Dogs. Time called by Salazar. And then finally, our game here, top of the eighth, Fredericksburg 7, Salem 1. If this result holds, as the 2-1-1 is hit over towards second, McHenry will flip onto Emiliani. Two gone here in the top of the eighth. If this result holds and the Carolina score holds, Fredericksburg would stay 5.5 back. Salem would fall to 5 games back on Carolina in threat of being passed by Fredericksburg with a Fredericksburg win tomorrow. Albert Feliz 1-2. He hits one towards deep right center field, but it will not be deep enough as Pinckney is there to make the catch for the third out. Well struck, 354 feet, but not quite enough to get out of here. Three up, three down for the Red Sox here in the eighth. Final chance for the Fred Nats to add some insurance runs when we come back to the bottom of the eighth on SalemRedSox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
bottom of the eighth, about to get underway. The Fredericksburg Nationals have been in control all night. Cody Scroggins is back out for his second inning of work. It's the bottom of the order. Royce Marquin-Cana is 1-for-3 today. He leads things off. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Quintana will miss downstairs at 92 for ball one. Scroggins on that rehab assignment from the AA Portland Sea Dogs. The 1-0 will miss upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. In just a moment, taking you through the scoreboard for the Boston Red Sox organization on today, August 2nd. 2-0 is cracked towards left field. It's deep for Quintana, but not deep enough into the glove of Gilberto Jimenez. Again, another well-struck ball that just didn't have quite enough to get out of here. So a fly out to left for Quintana will bring up the Oklahoma State product in Marcus Brown. The former Cowboy is 2-for-3 today with a pair of RBIs. Today in the Red Sox organization, top of the ninth in Greenville, the Rome Braves and Greenville Drive are tied at 4, but the Braves have runners at first and second with just one out in the top of the ninth. Here's the first pitch to Brown. It's a dribbler foul up the third base side. Over in AA, the Portland Sea Dogs take down the Bowie Bay Sox earlier today, 3-0. And a final score in Syracuse, New York, as well as the AAA Woo Sox take down the Syracuse Mets 7-6. Swing and a miss for strike two. We'll make it an 0-2 count for Marcus Brown. That's up by your area, Gio.
Yeah, you know, just right in my hometown. You know.
Yeah.
It's a crazy crossover episode going on there this week as Chris Sale and Trevor Story were rehabbing in Syracuse for the Red Sox with Worcester. Pretty cool.
The 0-2 is swung on and missed, and Marcus Brown will go down on strikes for the second time tonight. Cody Scroggins gets his first strike out of the night. And then at Major League Boston, you mentioned earlier today, Gio, falling to the Seattle Mariners, losing the series, look to salvage a game tomorrow. John McHenry out of Saracoso Community College will foul a pitch off on a check swing, 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Scroggins. These same two teams will see each other again tomorrow night at 7:05. We'll be on the call again. 0-1 bouncing in the dirt for strike two. But we'll be on the call yet again at SalemRedSox.com, at MILB.com. 6:50 pregame show. Be sure to tune in with Giovanni and myself tomorrow.
All week long, brother. All week long.
Scroggins looks into McHenry. The 1-1 delivery is swung on and missed. 86-mile-per-hour changeup finds its way into the zone. By the way, a quick update from Greenville as time is called by the batter in McHenry. Alan Castro today is 1-for-4 with an RBI. Roman Anthony, 2-for-3. Ronald Rosario, 1-for-4. All former Salem Red Sox. 1-2 for McHenry, lifted towards left field. Jimenez gives chase and will make the catch comfortably to end the inning. Three up, three down go the Fred Nats here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Final three outs for the Red Sox coming up in the ninth. Up next, trailing by 6 runs, 6 to tie, 7 to take the lead. That's coming up next on MILB.com and SalemRedSox.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Fredericksburg, Virginia Credit Union Stadium, the home for this one. Bit of an interesting part here at the ballpark. Last call for alcohol comes with three outs left in the game. I find that a little interesting, Gio. But it seems like it's a little late. But
never. Yeah, I've never seen it. That's more like a, what, seventh inning, I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, in football, it's like halftime now.
Just making sure everybody can get home safe. And when you can buy a 32-ounce beer vat here, three outs to go seems a tad bit dangerous for my taste.
I would agree with that. I don't even think you could finish it in three outs.
I'm sure a couple people can, but not comfortably. You get a few, you get college night, you might have to call it at the sixth inning because that might be ugly. Anyway, back to baseball after our beer escapades. Juan Abreu will come into the ball game to try to slam the door in a non-save situation. It's the top of the batting order, so Gilberto Jimenez, who has yet to get a base hit here at the single-A level in his rehab assignment, will lead things off. Abreu will take a step onto the rubber. He has 25 seconds to pitch, and Jimenez has not even stepped into the box yet. Also, credit to MILB.com. They did a complete overhaul of their in-game reports as a foul ball will hook back and over our heads in the press box. And it shows you the statistical win probability based on how certain plays played out in this ball game and the biggest key moments of the game, as a ball will miss upstairs. One ball and one strike to Jimenez. Today's big play of the game came in the bottom of the first, the Marcus Brown 2-RBI single that had an error not occurred, shouldn't have happened. 1-1 called strike, 1-2 to Jimenez. So backing things up, the bases were loaded, and it would have been an inning-ending ground out to short, but Luis Ravello committing an error, allowing the run to score. Next batter drives in two. A ball downstairs will leave in the count 2-2 to Jimenez. That 2-RBI single for Marcus Brown increased Fredericksburg's win probability by 11.5%, the biggest change of any play today. 2-2 fouled off. And the count will remain 2-2. After Jimenez, it's Mikey Romero, followed by Justixon Garcia. 2-2 swung on and missed, and Jimenez will go down on strikes for the third time tonight. And after dominating at the FCL level, he's just having a little bit of trouble here at single A. First strikeout for Juan Abreu. It now brings up Mikey Romero. Romero today is 1-for-2. He's singled in the fourth. First pitch to him is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Said he was feeling comfortable, and for the most part, he's looked good. I mean, a 1-for-2 day is a pretty good day. Trying to get a 2-for-3 day with a hit here, but a called strike low in the zone will put him down in the count 0-2. He calls a quick timeout. Hugh and I will be on the call tomorrow night, 6:50 pregame show for a 7:05 first pitch. After that, Gio will take you the rest of the way flying solo. 0-2, chopping ball over to the second baseman, McHenry. He picks it up and will fire to first. in time for the out. Romero now 1-for-3 on the day as it brings up Justinson Garcia with the Red Sox down to their final out. Garcia had a really good series against Lynchburg. He has kind of faltered today. 0-for-3, a pair of strikeouts and a flyout to left. First pitch to Garcia is a check swing ball. 1-0 count to Garcia. Alexis Hernandez stands on deck should he reach. The 1-0, too far downstairs, two balls and no strikes. Salem down to its final out, but needs 6 runs to stay alive and extend the ballgame, trailing 7-1 to the Frednats. Swing and a miss for Garcia on a 93-mile-per-hour fastball for strike one. Swings and misses at another pitch. And the Red Sox down to their final strike for the second time. For the second consecutive night, Salem limited to 3 hits and 1 run. Second time this series, I should say. Cowbells and unified claps. Juan Abreu trying to finish this. The 2-2. Is poked in the air, right field. Pigney has a play and will catch it in the glove for the final out of the ball game. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base here in the top of the ninth as our ball game ends with the Frednats winning by a final score of 7-1. Gio, second consecutive night in which Salem is limited to just a run and 3 hits. The first inning has been a killer, and it just seems like neither part of Salem's team, pitching nor hitting, has clicked last night or tonight.
Yeah, and I don't know what the rhyme or reason is for that. You know, talking to Pepe, hitting coach for the Salem Red Sox earlier today, he mentioned that some of these college guys, you know, really, he compared their ability playing big-time college baseball to being more like high A, maybe even up towards double A as far as the pitchers that they faced at that level. This is kind of easy for them, and they're making it look like that. And maybe last night was a fluke. Well, not when you do it on back-to-back nights, and these guys are the ones that are absolutely raking. So the pitching wasn't there for the Sox, and they were facing probably some of the best hitters that they've faced all year, and it showed.
So 7-1, your final score, 1 run on 3 hits, 1 error. That really was a killer for the Red Sox. That 1 error from Luis Ravello ended up costing Salem 3 additional runs that really sank momentum. I mean, there's a lot you can talk about in this game. You talk about the Eric Tolman injury back in the third. That was just a freak accident that unfortunately resulted in that young man being transported to the local hospital here in Fredericksburg. Jose Ramirez will take the loss after pitching just 2/3 of an inning. He falls to 2-7. Miguel Gomez will get the win out of the pen. He's now 6-4. For the Frednats, 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the Frednats, leaving 5 runners on base. Salem leaving just 2, getting just 1 at bat with runners in scoring position. So it's just, again, Gio, as you said, no rhyme or reason. Pitching has not been there for Salem. The bats have not woken up against the Frednats pitching staff. And this is looking like a Frednats team who is set to make a late push here in the second half to try to meet up with the Down East Wood Ducks in the Carolina League playoffs.
Yeah, completely different team than they were a week ago. I mean, plain and simple, roster-wise, completely different. And, you know, we don't have an exact date. We don't have, you know, any specifics, but Dylan Cruz is on the horizon, right? And he was an absolute stud at LSU.
And he could be coming anywhere from tomorrow to weeks from now. But when they get him, he's going to help a lot as well. You're talking about, out of all these guys that played college ball that are hitting the ball really well right now, he'd be the best of that bunch. First-round draft pick to the Nationals, number 2 overall. And he'd be a guy that would continue to help the Fred Nats move in that positive direction.
Well, that'll do it for us tonight. Fredericksburg winners one more time by a final score of 7-4. We do it again tomorrow night, 6:50 for our pregame show. 7:05 first pitch for the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's a really good one for you to tune into. Great pitching matchup between two young and bright arms. Austin Amaral will make his single A debut, another one of those draft picks for the Nationals organization. Elvis Soto, who looked really good in his last start against Lynchburg, will take the hill for the Red Sox. Again, 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame show. One more time, your final score for tonight. The Fredericksburg Nationals 7, the Salem Red Sox 1. For Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz saying so long. This has been a presentation of Salem Red Sox baseball at SalemRedSox.com and MILB.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.